Governor Bill Haslam surrounded himself with allies as he announced his proposal to raise money for road construction. Mayors, executives, business associations. It may signal how he hopes to win over state lawmakers. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
If there's anyone legislators listen to more than the governor, it's the power brokers back in their districts. Senate Transportation Committee Chairman Paul Bailey says he's been hearing from them, and most seem to support Haslam's transportation plan.
They see a need for additional funding for their city roads and their county roads, and they've been struggling.
Haslam's proposal would send nearly $120 million a year back to cities and counties to pay for local projects, filling potholes, paving roads, building sidewalks. The transportation plan also lets cities and counties hold a referendum to increase their sales tax. Proceeds would go into mass transit. Haslam says many mayors, particularly in and around Tennessee's big cities, want that option. Nashville Senator Jeff Yarbrough says Democrat support will hinge on whether local officials are satisfied.
I think the big question for us is going to be whether this gives local governments the flexibility and tools they need.
It's the mayors and city councilors who get the angry calls when drivers hit potholes and traffic jams. Now they'll have a chance to put the same kind of pressure on legislators. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.